This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The special counsel probe of the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign may be over, but the political battle of words continues, with U.S. President Donald Trump playing a lead role. Here is AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a campaign speech in Grand Rapids, Michigan, President Trump celebrates the end of the Mueller investigation.
After 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
During the rally in which he claimed vindication, Trump also claimed the investigation was a conspiracy by his political opponents.
This was nothing more than a sinister effort to undermine our historic election victory and to sabotage the will of the American people.
Trump also called Democratic presidential candidates radical and the Green New Deal a dangerous reinvention of society. I'm Tim McGuire.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump's Republican allies are demanding that Democrat Adam Schiff resign as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee because he insists there was a conspiracy between Trump associates and Russia during the 2016 campaign. AP's Sagar Magani has a report.
At a rare public hearing, Mike Conaway said fellow GOP members want Schiff to quit as chairman for promoting a false narrative.
Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee.
Schiff angrily listed meetings the president's inner circle held with Russians and the president's own bid to build a Trump Tower in Moscow.
There's a different word for that than collusion. And it's called compromise.
The dispute continued outside, with top House Republican Kevin McCarthy saying Schiff must go.
There's nothing that could come from this committee that can be trusted.
But Speaker Nancy Pelosi backs Schiff and says Republicans are afraid he'll find the truth.
I think they're just scaredy cats.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that an anti-stall system was activated on the Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 before it crashed earlier this month with the loss of 157 lives. The paper says its sources were people who were briefed on investigators' initial conclusions on the accident. The crash in Ethiopia was similar to another doomed 737 MAX 8 flight in Indonesia in October, when all 189 on board died just minutes after takeoff. Boeing said earlier this week it is close to completing a software upgrade to the anti-stall system of its now grounded MAX 8 fleet. The Venezuelan government of Nicolas Maduro says it's taken away opposition leader Juan Guaido's right to hold public office for 15 years, a sharp escalation of the political unrest in Caracas. Comptroller General Elvis Amoroso said Guaido, who has declared himself Venezuela's interim president, had inconsistencies in his personal financial disclosures and was spending more than his income would seem to allow. Soon after the announcement on state television, Guaido said his protest against Maduro's hold on power would continue in the streets. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says extremism in all its forms is not welcome in her country. She spoke in Christchurch to commemorate the 50 people who died in the shooting attack on two mosques 2 weeks ago.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. They were simple words, repeated by community leaders who witnessed the loss of their friends and loved ones. Simple words whispered by the injured from their hospital beds. Simple words spoken by the bereaved and everyone I met who has been affected by this attack. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
Representatives from dozens of countries were there for the service, which was held near the Noor Mosque, where 40 of the massacre victims were killed by a suspected white supremacist on March 15th. Officials in cyclone-stricken Mozambique say the number of cholera cases is quickly rising. There were 5 reported cases on Wednesday. By late Thursday, that number was 139. Cholera is a bacterial disease spread by contaminated food and drinking water and can kill within hours if not treated. The World Health Organization said earlier this week it is sending 900,000 doses of cholera vaccine to the region. An estimated 10 million people in Afghanistan, more than a quarter of the population, are facing acute food insecurity and are in need of urgent life-saving humanitarian assistance in the wake of recent flash floods and drought. This from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, which warns that 3 years of drought have contributed to massive crop failure. Gene Randall, VOA News.